From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Emmett Till was 14 years old when he was lynched in 1955. He'd gone from Chicago to Mississippi to visit relatives. He was killed after he apparently whistled at a white woman. His death shocked the nation, and his mother's crusade for justice gave momentum to the young civil rights movement. But no one was ever convicted in the killing. Today, the Justice Department announced that it's reopening the case. Melanie Peoples reports.
Over the last 10 years, several civil rights murder cases from the 1960s have been reopened and people prosecuted. But of all the nation's civil rights murders, the killing of Emmett Till in 1955 stands out as a symbol of racial oppression. Assistant U.S. Attorney General for Civil Rights R. Alexander Acosta.
The murder of Emmett Till stands at the crossroads of the American civil rights movement. Although too late to save Emmett, the slaying helped galvanize opposition to the brutality of segregation and Jim Crow.
In the summer of 1955, 14-year-old Emmett Till took a train from Chicago to Mississippi to stay with relatives and pick cotton in the Mississippi Delta. A couple days later, he was abducted from his uncle's home in Greenwood, Mississippi, after supposedly whistling at a white woman at a nearby country store. His brutalized and mutilated body was found 3 days later in the Tallahatchie River, a cotton gin fan tied around his neck with barbed wire. Two white men were acquitted by an all-white jury back in 1955, and just 1 year later, one of the men confessed to the killing in Look magazine. Both of those men are now dead, but the Justice Department will be looking to see if others still living may have been involved. Again, Assistant U.S. Attorney General for Civil Rights R. Alexander Acosta.
We owe it to Emmett Till, we owe it to his mother and to his family, and we owe it to ourselves to see if after all these years, any additional measure of justice is still possible.
After her son's murder, Emmett Till's mother made the difficult decision to hold an open casket funeral to show the world what happened to young black men in Mississippi. An estimated 50,000 people filed in and out of the church. His mother, who died last year, had made it her life's mission to continue telling her son's story. A filmmaker, Keith Beauchamp, picked up that mission, and it's his documentary, in part, that's led to the case's reopening. He told NPR's Tavis Smiley his main objective in making the film was to prompt prosecutors to reopen the case.
I'm very grateful that they have given me the chance to give this information to them, because the documentary itself, I consider it as being depositions, not interviews, because these people have never spoke before.
Beauchamp says his research indicates 10 people, some of them still alive, were actually present at Till's murder. Sleeping in the same bed with Emmett Till that night 49 years ago was his cousin Simeon Wright, who currently lives in Chicago.
Justice should be done.
Back in 1955, Wright had honestly believed his cousin's killers would quickly be brought to justice. But today is not too late, he says.
Let's close it. Let's end it. There's a cancer. You go to the doctor, he say you got cancer, what are you going to tell him to do? Cut it out. Let's cut it out.
The U.S. Justice Department is lending investigators to the state of Mississippi to see if there's enough evidence to get an indictment. If so, it would be the state of Mississippi, not the federal government, that would try the case. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.